New research has overturned the idea that patients in a vegetative state are non-responsive. The study out of the United Kingdom has found that some patients who had been considered non-responsive were in fact aware. The findings could now be used to improve patient care. Leave Casbon reports.
The study by the University of Cambridge researchers monitored the brain networks of 32 patients in a vegetative or minimally conscious state. All of the people studied were either in nursing homes or a rehabilitation centre. 13 of the group were thought to be completely non-responsive.
They had been clinically diagnosed as being vegetative. Now, that was diagnosed based on the behaviour, not on an MRI scan or an EEG measurement, but that is the current norm in the sense of the fact that detailed behavioural assessments are what most clinicians effectively go by.
Dr. Srivas Chenu led the research. He says using monitors on the patient's scalps, their brain networks were analysed with some incredible results.
Of those 13, we found that 4 of them were able to imagine playing tennis in an MRI scanner when asked to do so. And those four were also the ones who had robust and richly connected brain networks that you might see in a healthy adult.
Dr. Chenu says those rich and diverse brain networks could support a full form of consciousness, and he agrees that what his team found is likely to inspire hope for patients in a vegetative state. But he also had this warning.
One should be sort of very circumspect in the kind of the hope we provide, because it's very important that we sort of clarify what is and what isn't possible in individual patients. So that information ultimately is the most empowering thing. It's not that every patient will be able to imagine playing tennis or will have richly connected brain networks. However, being aware of that information can really make a big difference.
Dr. Chenu hopes the study can now be applied in a clinical setting to try and improve patients' diagnoses and treatment.
That's really the future, to be able to give families the most accurate information we can, give clinicians the most accurate information we can to sort of help them plan and sort of deal with the therapeutic needs that these patients actually have.
So could this research change the way that people in a vegetative state are treated?
In the longer term, that would be the expectation. The hope is that with this accurate information, we'd be able to then design sort of more tailored therapies for individual patients, because their needs are all going to be different. And right now, so the one-size-fits-all approach isn't quite working.
The research will be published this week.
Leave Casbon reporting.